Hare Krishna. Question from Keshav Prabhu. What is the difference between unconscious mind and conscious mind? Where are they located? Which mind is responsible for reality and which for imagination? Is it correct that they exist simultaneously? If they exist, then how can I make difference between real and imaginary? Answer. The technical words that are used are generally subconscious mind, not unconscious mind, when we are talking about Western modes of thought. So, actually speaking, the mind itself is neither conscious nor unconscious or subconscious. The mind is simply the root for consciousness, R-O-U-T-E. So, the consciousness comes from the soul. So, it is originally soul that is conscious, and the mind is the root through which that consciousness moves forwards. Now, while the consciousness is rooted through the mind, then at that time it doesn't necessarily go through everything that is stored in the mind at the same time. So, whatever area through which the consciousness goes outwards, then that is the area which we call as conscious mind. And that which we are not conscious of, that is the subconscious mind. Now, the word unconscious mind is sometimes used as the equivalent of subconscious, and sometimes it is just used when a person is unconscious. So I'll focus on the usage of subconscious mind. That means the soul is here, say the soul is here, and from the soul consciousness is coming out, the mind is here, and through the mind the consciousness goes out, and then we see there's the gross body and there's the world outside. So now the soul's consciousness doesn't go through the everything that is in the mind. So for example, right now when I'm speaking, I am focusing, my consciousness is going through that information which is relevant to the question at hand. There is much that is not relevant, and that's why it's not focusing on that. So now, that is what we are conscious right now. But when modern psychologists like say Sigmund Freud and others who studied a lot on subconscious, not just Sigmund Freud, Carl Jung and many others have studied the subconscious. So their idea is that even in the subconscious, there are things which we can become conscious of, we think about them, but we are not thinking about them right now. And there are things which we are never conscious of. They have gone so deep that we have become unconscious of them entirely. So it's like right now in a computer, I am using some data, but there is much other data which I am not using. I can use if I want. But if there is some data which has gone so deep and it has become hidden now, so it's not available only. And if in that hidden area, say some virus is there and the virus is corrupting the computer, I won't come to know also. So this was something, the idea of some modern thinkers, that deep within our subconscious, there are forces, there are impressions caused by past events which are influencing us. And we don't know about those influences right now. So that's why there was a whole scheme of psychoanalysis. Now, psychoanalysis has become quite a controversial profession, because whether a person is recovering lost memories or injecting false memories is very difficult to decide, unless the psychoanalyst is very unbiased. So when Srila Prabhupada was asked about this, Srila Prabhupada does talk about subconscious mind in a few places in his purports. For example, he says that sometimes material desires come up within us suddenly without any provocation. So just like in a water, fermentation happens below, then suddenly bubbles will come up even if no stone is being thrown. So like that, sometimes our desires, some passions may come up even when there is no external provocation. So that those are coming from the subconscious. But Srila Prabhupada said conscious or subconscious, the important point is that both are material, and both ultimately, if you look from the Vedic perspective, are not taking the soul towards Krishna. So it is not that our attraction to Krishna is at the level of the subconscious mind. It is actually even deeper. It is beyond the mind itself. It is at the level of the soul. The soul is attracted to Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada did not give much credence to psychotherapy. He said, even if we find out what were the past shocks that a person has got and which have got percolated in the subconscious, you know, material life is giving us shocks again and again. So rather than trying to do a post-mortem about past shocks, one follow a process that will take us beyond the world of shocks. So as devotees, we shouldn't focus too much on the whole subconscious mind business, although sometimes it can give us some understanding about ourselves, and we can use that understanding wherever we get it, but we don't have to get too caught up in it. Now, the idea that one mind is responsible for reality and one is for imagination, that is actually something entirely different. That is talking about the left brain and the right brain, which according to certain thinkers, the left brain is responsible for logic and the right brain is responsible for creativity. Now, to say that this maps onto reality and illusion is an oversimplification that goes into error zone. So, but even this simplistic division of the brain, like one area is about logic, the other area is about visualization and creativity, researchers have found that this was simplistic and it has become dated. Many neurologists now say that the whole brain is involved in every activity. Certain areas of the brain may be more involved in logical thinking, other areas may be more involved in creative thinking, but all areas are involved. And certainly it is not that you can conveniently divide the brain into half. So the whole brain functions as a unit. And if we are to decide what is reality and what is illusion, the basis for deciding it is, we can't find out if this is coming from left brain or right brain, if this is coming from conscious mind or subconscious mind. We have an epistemology. Our method of acquiring knowledge is based on Guru Sadhu Shastra. And then based on Guru Sadhu Shastra, we also use Pratyaksha Anuman for practical functioning in the world, and when Pratyaksha Anuman give knowledge that is not in disagreement with Guru Sadhu Shastra, then we can use that knowledge also for our functioning. But essentially we have to use our intelligence and not bother about the conscious or the unconscious or the left brain or the right brain. We use our intelligence, think seriously, and by that serious thinking based on Guru Sadhu Shastra, we discern between what is reality and what is illusion. Thank you. Hare Krishna.